Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, our full show podcast, our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, you can get the full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey. Spelled funny. It's a made up word, but it's our word and we like it. We're sticking with it. And it's an app. Get it? Get it on your phone. All things audio in your pocket. Just like that. Okay. So now to turn on the phone here, I got to go. Here, 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 and here. Let's see if I did it. Line one, select.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Is Scott Capurro home?
Can we talk
with Scott Capurro, please?
Hello? Is this Alice Radio?
It is Alice Radio, yes. May I ask who's calling?
Oh, thank God we got through, yeah. It's like it's a bit ancient doing it this way, but here we are, right?
It is. It's the old, like, olden days. Maybe the third phone call we've taken in the studio. Maybe the fifth.
It's a clear line, though. Sweet.
It's a nice, all the way from England, a nice clear line.
Mm. Amazing. I know. Speaking of clear line, do you guys have any connections with Luigi Mangione? Because I'm trying to find him. I think he needs my help. Have you had any connection or contact with him at all?
Oh, the murderer? You mean that murderer? Murderer?
He's you know what, Sarah? He's actually an activist, and he needs our help. So I've set up a GoFundMe to support his legal team. Mm. It's on Facebook. It's Free Luigi. That's easy to remember, right? Free Luigi. You got that?
You realize that he's like totally rich and his defense is going to be paid for. Well, you just want him to notice you. Admit it. He's the new Kyle Menendez.
Vinny, do you know him? Because he's a surfer. He lived in Hawaii for a while.
I don't know him, but the shirtless photo you posted of him on your Facebook page seems like the wrong image to sell to the general public as you collect funds on his behalf. You might want to put him in a grown-up, like in a suit and tie as you beg for funds to support him.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've got him in his prison shirt. He's kind of looking over his shoulder with sort of a surprised smile on his face. That he just took that one just for me. But I've got that one.
Oh my God,
use that, like,
dude.
Hello, over the shoulder, over the right shoulder. Hello. Should I do that? No?
You know, you should do whatever you want. Really.
Happy birthday,
it's your
buddy.
Birthday.
All right.
Go ahead and
thank you very much.
Nab the murderer if you need to. If I could get him for your birthday, I would.
On my birthday. I swear to God, I feel like my birthday came earlier this year. It started yesterday when I saw his photo. And then they got him out of the police car this morning. I was just, oh my God, they get better and better. The killers get better. Why are killers always hot? Why is that? Why is that? Dahmer, hot. You know, what other ones? Anyway, all of them.
Only two. Dahmer was not hot.
Yeah. I mean, he was a bit pale, which is weird. But yeah, he was... with all the blood intake, but he was fantastic. He was great. Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. Yeah. Ted Bundy, hot. Ted Bundy, so hot.
Ted Bundy.
Sarah, come on.
No.
I don't, hot.
I just,
no
like,
iron
I just,
deficiency there is how you're going.
No,
there.
Exactly. But I think he lived in a cold climate, I think. That's why.
I really miss Scott in my time off the show.
Yeah.
Sitting here cringing.
He really just does not care what he has to say. He just going to say it and about it.
Yeah, they say that Ted Bundy got into people's homes by being as attractive as he was. He'd tap on your door and he looked delicious, so you'd invite him in and you know, that was
and then you
the
were delicious.
You. But you know, right. Yeah, exactly. But he didn't eat anybody.
No. Dahmer was the eater.
That was delicious. Yeah.
Do you think, Scott, that if you were a serial killer, would you eat people or would you just be like, ew, dead people now?
Well, I understand his intent. I really do, because he liked these people. He wanted them closer to him. And how much closer can you get than someone's intestinal tract, right? So he wanted to carry them around all day. He carried a head in a lunch bag. And I understand that.
I don't want you to understand that. I want you to tell me how you're feeling about the Menendez brothers. I mean, they're pretty close to getting out. You have a long-time relationship with which one?
Well, yes. Which Eric one? And I wrote to each other for quite a while.
Eric and Lyle, right?
Yeah.
So you have actual correspondence written to you. But do you think that your letters from Eric are worth money and have you saved them?
I've been reading them on TikTok. And I've bumped up from 25 viewers to like 2,000 because people on TikTok are obsessed with them. And that's part of the reason why they're getting out, because of their TikTok campaign. It's really helped them. But I don't know now, because there's a conservative... I know. That's how they built their campaign, was on TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In the last election, it's the one that... Yeah, I know. The election that just happened doesn't help with my ticket sales, but it helps the Menendez get out of jail. It's really crazy the way the world's turned out. But anyway, because of last elections, it might change their potential of getting out.
We're still fighting. We'll never
Eric's
stop fighting.
Eric's wife left him, too, I think. No, yeah. No.
The wife
forever.
That he never ever had physical contact with, she's like, well, if he's getting out, I got to get
out
of here.
We
do. There were no conjugal visits.
You know, they're big heroes at that prison, and they're together again. They're a double act once more. So I think, you know, they're a real draw for that prison. I think they do what they can to keep them happy. You know what I mean? So
I don't.
Although Lyle's wife did leave him. But anyway, I'm sure they'll be fine. I wanted them out by the new year. I wanted them out by my mother's birthday when we're returning to San Francisco, because that would be a great gift for me.
When's your mom's birthday?
I'm not sure that's going to happen now. January 7th.
Oh, wait, your mom's born the same day as my dad, and I've never realized that.
He really?
Yeah.
We didn't know this?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Oh God.
So what are you doing for your birthday today, Scott? I mean, it's a pleasure to talk to you, but I don't have all day, so
I know. Well, I found a nude pic of Luigi. That took me 3 hours. And now Edson made a lamb stew. Oh, sweet, right? Adorable.
Delicious. Mm.
And lit the candles for the cake, and then he just left for work.
Oh.
So we had a cute day, yeah. Yeah.
What is it, like,
he didn't get up till 11,
is it 5 p.m.
I had to make my own breakfast. It is, yeah. It's 5:12. So he's off to work, and then I'm going to go have a swim, and then I go to work as well. That's birthday. What are you going to do, right?
You got, like, a show tonight?
I mean, who celebrates them anymore? Yeah, I got a show. Do you celebrate your birthday any longer? Do you still do it?
I mean, you know, in a minor way. I think only like the big landmark. Like when I hit 60, I'm definitely going to do something awesome. I'd like to, anyway.
If you make it, that'd be great.
If I make it,
I'll be there. Yeah.
Oh, assuming you're invited.
Vinny has little kid. Little kids like birthday. Do they still celebrate birthdays?
Yeah, we do the kids' birthdays. I've never really been a big birthday guy. I just haven't. I don't feel like, you know, I'm selfish most days of the year, so I don't really feel like
extra special selfish day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. So you're coming back.
All right. Go ahead.
No, please go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. There seems to be a delay between our phones.
Yeah, between yeah. Well, you know, it's just I was going to say, it's cake day. It's the only day I get to eat cake. So that's why I like to wonder.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, lamb stew doesn't sound Ayurvedic at all. But maybe, what do I know about Ayurvedic?
It is actually. It's lamb is very Ayurvedic. They really, because it's oily, and it goes through, it passes through pretty quickly.
So, delicious.
Yeah. And
Okay.
Oily.
Yeah.
I don't want my food that I eat to be described as oily. Yuck. All right. So you're going to be back in early January, and we'll expect to see you back here on the show. And now that it's funny, right? Maddie's back on the show. Isn't that crazy?
And it's great. And it sounds like he's doing really well. You plucked him out of obscurity in Southern California and made him famous again. I'm glad.
Yes, that's exactly how it went, right?
Exactly.
Maddie? I mean, sure.
I missed all the fame and fortune that comes with being on the radio.
Yeah, the radio fame and fortune. It really is something. All right. Well, listen, I really do hope
you can get a call. You know, if I can arrange a call in with Luigi Mangione in jail, would you want him to? Because they've got him handcuffed around the wrists and the ankles. But if I can have his wrists removed, would you want to talk to him on the phone?
Yes, Scott, please. Could you arrange a call with Mr. Mangione? Yeah. That'd be great.
I need him to pluck his eyebrows a little more clearly. And then I'll get him. Yeah, okay, great. I'll get him on there.
Pluck the eyebrows. Yep.
Okay. His back is hurting him. That's the problem. He's got a really bad back injury. It's probably going to get worse in prison for obvious reasons. But yeah, I'll try to get him on the phone.
Okay, thanks. That's great. Keep on trucking.
Oh, Scott.
Are you? How old are you?
I got a show the 18th. You want to come? By the way, it's January 18th.
I don't want to go, but I'll see you at some point in the new year, and I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas season. And please give our love to Edson.
Last time you went to our house, you told us to get out before we even got in.
No, remember? That wasn't the last time you came after that. That was the one time before that when I was you guys showed up without, telling me that you were coming, and I was...
You were so angry. I was mad at you. Not recovered. He's still traumatized.
Oh, my God.
He did the pop-in?
Yes.
Yeah, after what? I said,
we had a plan.
No, we didn't. And he said, I'll see you at noon. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then he just shows up.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God. We had a plan, and then you spaced, and we were there. Mm-mm. That's what happened.
Yeah. I felt bad. I did feel bad, but I was not even dressed. I'm like, no, go away.
I've never had anyone yell at me that loud in Mill Valley
God,
before.
Oh my God, stop it. Okay, I gotta go. I love you. I'll see you later. Thank you for calling in. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
love
Scott.
You.
Happy
birthday.
Call. Really nice to talk to you.
All right, nice to talk to you too.
Maddie. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. Buddy.
Okay, bye. How do I hang up? Drop. There we go.
Okay.
All right. Well, there you go. There's Scott Caparel.
Always something.
Oh, yes. Always something that somebody else has done to him. It's me. I did throw him out, though. Hey, I got because I was like, what are you doing? Get out of here. The Cure's Robert Smith is not done. Two more albums are coming out.
Oh, now, they're done already.
Well, fresh off the back of this first album in 16 years and a tour, which he was saying, this is it. This is, I'm not going to tour anymore.
Well,
and that may be true.
What's even weirder is he toured before he released the album. And so there were new songs at the show I went to that I hadn't had a chance to listen to because they weren't released yet.
So that's Songs of a Lost World,
yes.
Right? So he says there is a companion album that is ready to go for Songs of a Lost World, and that there is another, let's see, it looks like, I think it's a live album, Songs of a Live World. But there's at least one more studio. Although they're saying in this story, two more studio albums.
Well, I can tell you that the shows they did over the summer, I think it was, of this year, or was it last year? I don't know. I'm completely...
It was very recent.
We saw those shows. I went to them. First of all, if you're wondering why we would even talk about The Cure, they sold the Shoreline out from top to bottom, and no one left.
Yep.
I mean, for the two whatever hours that show went on.
And the 2 hours you were waiting in line to get the poster.
Yeah, all the stuff. So they still have that kind of power, and I'm glad to hear that he's not tapping out.
Well, they may not tour anymore, and that, didn't he say that pretty clearly? But it sounds like he's super jazzed. Like, even just reading some of the quotes in the stories, it sounds like he's like, I really did not expect to have this kind of reception.
You know, when I saw him, he's not exactly as a young man, he was really handsome and really well put together. And he is
old and grizzly,
obviously by design, a mess these days. It's his thing. He's the rat nest hair, the lipstick. And he's not, he's clearly not on a running program or a diet. And yet he performed for two whatever hours and sounded freaking flawless the whole time, which means at least the live record will sound great. Yeah. So if that's what you're into, you're going to get a great live record. I hope there's more studio stuff.
Well, there is really at least fan. One. So he's talking about two. It looks like this new album and then some kind of companion piece to Songs of a Lost World. So we'll see. I'm not sure which one comes out first or... But I was interested to see that. I thought that was it for him.
I don't really do. I don't do any of the. I'm a radio guy, and I listen to music through Apple, iTunes. And I got weirdly, I got a little like, "Hey, here's your listening habits from Apple." Oh, and I went, "Oh, I didn't know," because I've been seeing everyone do that with their Spotify things. In the short time I had the Cure record, the new one, it went from. Having heard it the first time to nonstop play to the number one thing I listened to for the year.
Oh, funny, Vin.
Because I just had it on repeat.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's, I love them.
Loved it.
I'm a really big Cure fan. Absolutely. Mm. Even though I also will put on Judas Priest or, you know, Zeppelin, you name it, or any other weird thing that I like to listen to, or Bob Marley, or, you know.
Bad Religion.
I like it all.
Right.
Music.
What you got coming up?
So much stuff, and your text after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening this morning. And check us out live on our free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice in Winterland. Woo! Today through Wednesday, head to RadioAlice.com and enter for your last chance to win a pair of tickets to our sold-out Alice in Winterland, and qualify for a meet and greet with One Republic.
Sweet.
Sponsored by Macy's, Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison, is on December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. Meet you there. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
We're super into it. We can't wait to see you out.
Yeah.
Chance for rain starting tomorrow night, but otherwise... Should be, like, I see some clouds, but also some blue sky.
Looks nice out right now.
There's some sun out there, so. Decent day ahead. Enjoy it. Rain on the way. This is interesting that a country's government is in the business of running a country.
Yeah.
And it takes a certain population to keep things going. Tokyo adopts a four-day work week to encourage women, please... For the love of God, I entered that part. I added that. But have more kids, please.
Oh. Oh.
Japan's fertility rate plummeted to a record low, this number of 1.2 in 2023, and they need that basically doubled.
Oh.
You know, you pay in and you've got
absolutely.
A lot going on to keep a
people
country
gotta work,
rolling.
People got to keep the money coming in. Right.
To address Japan's record low fertility rate and support working mothers, Tokyo will implement a four-day work week for its employees starting next year. I don't know if that's enough to inspire people. A four-day work week, those kids, what? What are they? not around for the, they're invisible 4 days and, you know, the three that you, but, you know, we'll see.
As in that will reduce care, child care
that's
costs?
What I'm saying.
Like, I'm not like, sure how that helps. I mean, to me, I'm like, more time to party on the weekends. Whoa, whoa, whoa. 4 day work week, though. I mean, I could get behind that.
To have a stable population, they need the record low 1.2 fertility rate to basically double. And they're hoping this encourages that.
Why don't they just offer to pay people to do it?
Have kids?
Yeah. Because that defeats the purpose because they need the kids to pay in? Is that what it
is? I don't know. I don't know if there's also like what kind of, I mean, you expect human nature to kick in. You love your kids,
right, sure.
And but if you're inspired to have kids because someone paid you, what happens when they say, we can't afford to pay you anymore? Then what do?
Right.
You love that kid enough to keep it?
Oh, turn it back in. Will you buy it off of me?
I don't know.
I'm thinking I'm done with this.
I have to. I mean, I'm joking, but I'm also like, I don't know if you want to pay people to have kids. So,
yeah,
yikes.
Probably not.
We will see. But Japan, dangerously.
That sounds like a problem, yeah,
they've got a population problem in there.
They say our birth rate slowed down a lot, too. Like, kids are just, people aren't having kids the way they used to.
People aren't marrying like they used to.
Right.
I mean, I told you the other day, every person at my wife's Friendsgiving is single. They're all women in their 40s.
Who don't, not all of them have kids.
Couple have kids.
Couple don't.
But few don't.
Yeah.
And that seems to be,
the world's changed a lot. Relationships have changed a lot.
And
people's
also,
needs have
you
changed.
Have a career and you're mm-hmm. like, well, I'm busy working on my career and nobody's turned up that really right. interests me. So I'll just enjoy my life. I have enough money. And find themselves going, yeah, I thought I was going to do that, but here I am.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
In fact,
you shouldn't have to follow some kind of blueprint for a life.
I'll absolutely talk to my kids about don't fall for
here's what you have to
these
do.
Things. Like your life is yours to just carve your own path, man.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you want. And that may not include husband
and kids. The traditional,
right,
setup.
So anyway, Japan, working on it.
Sweet.
You know, I've mentioned a few different words of the year. Dictionary.com's word of the year is demure. Another dictionary
very mindful,
chose.
Very demure.
Encrapification.
In crapification?
N-E-N, crapification.
Like as in, I have encrapified this by making it bad with crap.
I guess so.
And what do they give as a definition for encrapification?
Hold on.
Which is an excellent word, I have to say.
I've never used it, but I do like it.
Yeah.
Well, I just have to imagine encrapification means you've just crap. You've
that
made
thing
something
sucks now, right? It used janky. To be good. It's been encrapified.
It's just janky now. Mm. Merriam-Webster's word of the year. This is the new one I'm adding to the pile. I guess they all saw this and said, we all need our own word of the year. Polarization is Merriam-Webster's word of the year.
Yeah, well, things are.
They define it
polarizing
as
these days.
Division into two sharply distinct opposites. Polarization, everybody.
I've got the definition of encrapification.
Okay.
It's a term to describe the decline in quality, effectiveness, or efficacy of something. It can be used to describe the overwhelming amount of crap in the world, such as crap content, social interaction, and customer experience.
Or like we've encrapified the oceans with the floating garbage gyre.
And what is that term they use? Fast fashion?
Yes.
Like that is
instead of fast food,
the opposite
fast fashion.
Of what I think anyone really thinks they should be doing.
Right.
Like you hope to buy good
quality
goods with the money that you've, with your hard-earned money, and then keep them as long as possible.
Treat them nicely, clean them well, nicely, and keep them.
Now, I admit, I, like have many them. Of you, have taken a bite of a burrito and had the whole thing drop out the bottom onto your shirt. And you're like, well, that was an expensive shirt that just bit the dust.
That's been encrapified.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
That's the reason for the fast fashion is at least once you've dropped the burrito contents onto your shirt, you go, well,
what are you going to do?
Pull this off and throw it in the trash.
Get that out of here.
Go
or it
home
could be the encrapification of tortillas.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe they've been encrapified as well. I don't know, though. I mean, I feel like a tortilla is a tortilla. It's user error if it gets all over you.
Or burrito builder error.
Or like, just take the tinfoil off the top and, like, what do you take the whole thing and holding the whole damn thing in your hand without the tinfoil on it? Come on.
Don't talk to me about burritos, Boston.
Don't spill your burrito down the front of yourself and I won't have to. Irvine.
You want to talk to me about how to eat a lobster roll? I'm going to listen. You going to bring up a burrito? It's a no.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've never spilled a burrito down the front of myself.
What?
I've never done that. I don't eat that many burritos.
Yeah, right, so you don't know.
Yeah. Plus, I call them wraps, so.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
There. No.
Stop it. Stop it, New York. Stop it, West Virginia.
Yeah, West New York. A list of professions that were once highly respected but are now considered a complete joke.
Joke.
I think complete joke's a little strong, all but right. This is a story that I thought, well, that's interesting. We did have a guy who worked, who was on this show and used to talk about working at Good Guys regularly. And the truth is, Good Guys was once a job where you worked at the Hot Shot Stereo Store.
Kids, just so you know, the Good Guys is a now defunct chain. It was like a Circuit City, which is also now defunct. And then maybe like a sort of a glorified Radio Shack, also now defunct. It was maybe like a Best Buy, mostly electronics, also, which is also practically defunct.
Did the Good Guys become Best Buy?
I think they might have.
I'll find out for you.
Well, anyway, they do list, they say here, there was a time when one of the hottest jobs in tech was working at Circuit City.
Mm. Good Guys became CompUSA.
Oh,
is that still a thing? Probably not, huh?
That one went away too, huh?
I was thinking Fry's too. Wasn't Fry's Electronics like a...
Fry's!
That went away.
Yeah, I don't know. Well...
Yeah, CompUSA is also defunct.
Oh. What about Fry's?
Oh, no. 2008, they closed all the Good Guys
stores.
Fry's
is gone. Now
like
that I think about it, yeah,
I've been
going to them up until the last store.
There might still be some around. We just don't have any left.
Anyway, this is from people online. They're talking about professions that were once highly respected and are now considered, I don't like this term complete joke, but that's what they're saying. Retail, primarily because they don't pay.
Mm. They can't. And you got to pay for the space that they're in. And they're like, what am I still doing in a brick and mortar place?
That is one of the things that is a bummer about shop. Because I still shop in stores all the time. And even in a local surf shop where once that was the most highly prized job among a teenager that you could possibly
surfers,
get.
Right. Oh my God, you work there? Do you get free stickers?
Yes, you get stuff. Like the whole thing. And now you go into one and you go, hey, I was wondering if you have, and they go, let me ask. They have no idea about the gear or the equipment or the stuff at all. Okay. A bank teller.
Oh. Why is
someone
that
said it used to be a foot in the door to the finance industry. Now it's basically a 20-something credit card salesperson because no one goes into the bank anymore. Bank tellers.
They're always upselling you at the bank, too. I don't like that.
I do it all online, and that's one of the few. Like, I'll go into stores, but I don't need to go into the bank.
Yeah.
It's all done right there for me.
I like going into the bank, and Shauna would always make fun of me for that. Like,
well,
I like to take my check to the bank.
Too? That's ridiculous.
If I get a check, I
get automatic deposit now, right?
I do, but, you know, you get a check in the mail or something. I like to go to the bank
on
your phone.
I still write checks. But I take a picture of that check and I deposit that via, you know, my phone.
Then what do you do? Do you have a stack of checks that you've deposited somewhere? Or do you just wait to get the receipt and rip it apart?
I tear them up.
If I have questions, I like to go to the bank and ask the questions. I don't like calling numbers and being on hold. I'd rather just go to the bank.
I'm with Shauna on this one. I'm sorry. I love you. Our relationship is a joy for me, but I got to go with Shauna on this one. A taxi driver.
Taxi driver is a
profession. I don't know about the highly respected part, but okay. Taxi driver. This may be the case where the industry became so bad that people jumped at alternatives like Uber and Lyft.
You know, when we looked at what the price was for an Uber from JFK to where we were going in New York. And then we asked the taxi driver who was right there. You could just jump in, you know, right there at the taxi line. And it was like 2/3 the price. And I'm like, well, we're taking the taxi. Great.
The thing that the value and the mystique has gone down on that is in New York, they have medallions. And if you had to have a medallion to be to own a cab.
Yes.
And those medallions would be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars in some cases.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because it was a real, you know, they only made, you know, you only have so many cabs that they're allowed to give those to. They have become virtually worthless now.
Right, because then you can just go be an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Hustle and make side hustle money.
Teacher is on this list.
No.
I don't think that is a joke.
I hate this list. It's not a joke.
The complete lack of respect by governments, parents, and kids is astonishing.
Well, that is true.
And under that, like with that sentence in mind, okay, I feel like I get why teachers feel burnt.
Right. Definitely.
Anyway, all right, I'll stop the list. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 says, I worked at Circuit City. Danelle Livermore.
I know the name Danelle. I feel like I know that Danelle.
You do? Livermore?
You got a vitamin company or something, Danelle?
Danelle, do you have a vitamin company?
I feel like I know that lady.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
707 says, who throws away a shirt because food got on it? I don't care how much food falls on my shirt. I'm washing it. Some stuff doesn't come out.
Well, you wash it, but then if it has a stain on it, you have to throw, you can't wear it anymore. That's the end of that shirt.
A burrito and a white t-shirt.
Yeah, that's goodbye t-shirt.
It's over.
It's been nice knowing you. You know what though? You're 50-something years old. Learn how to eat a burrito. Come on, Vinny.
Let's play a game.
All right, let's do that. I'm down.
All right, kids.
All right.
You know, earlier we were talking about the delicious, delicious treat that is candy canes.
Those are not delicious. Is that what this is about?
We're saying they suck. People are only using them for decorations
now. Then taking them down off the tree, putting them in the Christmas decoration box, and pulling them back out the next year. Unbeknownst to them, you are stealing.
Are your headphones broken?
You guys, they're a delicious treat enjoyed by millions.
All right, fine.
All right.
Sure.
All right.
Whatever
let's,
you say.
I'll start with you since you're closer to your mic, Sarah.
Okay.
Candy canes.
Vinny's on the floor laughing.
Vinny's got a little spot down in the corner where he keeps his locker. I like it when Vinny's down in his.
I know.
I call it
all
like
fours.
His fort. Yeah. His little fort.
It is like a fort.
It is.
It is. It's the closest thing to an office you're going to get around here. Candy canes were originally created in what shape, Sarah? Straight stick, hooked J shape, or circles? Straight, hooked J, or circle?
You know what? I'm going to go circles just because I feel like the other two are just too obvious.
I would like to say I like the way you slipped that in there and kept rolling without acknowledging it. Very well done. Closest I'm going to get to an office is
you just can't
under
let it go,
the desk.
Can you? You can't do it.
What's the question?
Candy canes were originally created in what shape? Straight, hook J, or circle?
Straight.
That's a point for Vinny.
Should have known better.
What year is candy canes first recorded mention in history? 1670, 1750, or 1857?
1670.
1857.
Sarah with the correct answer. 1670.
Oh. 1-1.
The red and white stripes of candy cane were added in which century? So the stripes were added in what century? The 16th century, the 18th century, or the 20th century?
So the 16th century is the 1500s, right? And mm-hmm. candy cane was in 1670. I'll say in the... Did you say 18th century?
Yeah.
I'll say 18th century.
I'll also say 18th century.
You're both right.
All right.
How many candy canes are produced each year globally? Because they're a delicious treat and people love them. 1 billion, 1.7 billion, or 2 billion?
1.7 billion.
2 billion, Bob.
Sarah's correct. 1.7 billion.
All right. You have to go for the one that isn't the exact number.
In what animated holiday movie does a candy cane become an important part of the story? The Polar Express, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, or Elf?
Polar Express.
Elf.
Elf is correct.
Oh, 3-3.
In the song, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, where are candy canes mentioned? On the tree, in the stockings, at the 5 and 10?
5 and 10.
5 and 10.
Well, then you're tied.
Okay, we're tied. Great, that's fine. No.
I can pull another one.
Nope. We're tied. Nobody wins.
Oh.
Everybody loses.
Which of these is not a real candy cane flavor? Pickle, bacon, sushi, or hot dog?
Sushi.
Hot dog.
Hot dog is correct.
Oh, Vinny wins.
Yeah!
And by a score
of... I really liked it better when no one won.
4-3.
Yes! El campeón del pueblo.
And kisses. Goodbye. Make sure you head over to RadioAlice.com. We got last chance tickets for sold out Alice in Winterland. If you get yourself entered to win at RadioAlice.com. And keep it here on Alice. We're open for business 24/7. We've got Janie this afternoon, and we'll check you back here on Hump Day.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.